warning.
The following podcast is not recommended for listeners under 17.
My name is Matt Foley. I am 35 years old. I am divorced, and I live in a van down by the river.
If any of our material offends you, send us your address, and we will mail you a snowflake care packet, including tissues, tampons, and more. You're listening to the Glitter Squirrels.
Hey, what's up? This is Gary Holt from Exodus and recently retired from Slayer, sending you a message from a roof on some random venue in Vienna, Austria. Beautiful day outside. But you know what? I have the honor to announce John Kildow is the new frontman for Dead Reckoning. Fuck yeah. He joins them on the new album and is preparing for the upcoming tour. So fans, go out there and support the band and welcome John to the Dead Reckoning family. Metal.
Joining me right now, I'm live currently. My 1989 Chevy Silverado pickup truck. Joining me is the new frontman of a metal band out of Georgia called Dead Reckoning, Mr. John Kildow.
Hello, world. Oh, yeah, and I'm back.
Oh, yeah. So, again, we're in my pickup truck in South Charleston, West Virginia.
West by God.
West by God, Virginia. If you're thinking, oh, well, he's got a southern accent, well, you don't like it, I've got three things you can suck on.
Turn the channel.
I'm going to do a little interview with him, and we're just going to talk and just bullshit, man. But the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to play a song called Decimation by Dead Reckoning. I'm going to play that for you now. When we come back, I'll talk more with John Kildow, the new frontman for Dead Reckoning, right after this. Stay tuned.
Swallow all the bleeding giants and demons. Obviously, the name of the band, Dead Reckoning. What's the origin of the name?
The name is a military thing because the band is a military-based band. Mm. Can't be more proud of that. Love our soldiers. Love what you do. Thank you. You guys got balls that just people don't understand. Thank you. It means when you have a destination and you know what it is, you're dead set on it. And no matter what, you're going to get there. Mm. No, you don't know the path it's going to, how it's going to get there, but you're going to get there. Right. It's a day of reckoning.
Yeah.
And we're dead set on it.
Yeah. It's a dead reckoning. I like it. Let's talk about how you and I met, because that's a funny story. I was doing karaoke in a little bar called Pirate's Corner Bar. We love you, Jen. We miss you.
Love you, Jen. You're still the shit.
Jen, who owned the bar and ran the bar, she told me she was going to invite John Kildow to my karaoke one night. And I'm like, okay, well, what kind of music does he
sing? And first of all, who the fuck is John Kildow?
Right? I was like, okay, I got to know, who is this guy? What's he about? And she's like, this guy is as metal as it gets. And I'm like, at first, you think of metal music, it's kind of like, oh, it's aggressive, it's hard, it's loud. Well, yeah.
Yep.
But I will tell you that as a customer service rep that I've been over the years, after the tension of dealing with customers all day, man, that is, listening to metal is like such a release, man. Because it's hard to deal with customers on the regular. Once you get accustomed to it, you're okay. But I'm a huge fan of metal. And I'll tell you this, there are no radio stations that play metal. They play rock.
Yeah.
But they will not play metal.
If they do play metal, it's the metal that everybody knows. They don't even know the band.
Right.
Those are the people that wear the t-shirts and can't even name three songs of the band they're even wearing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. As metal as it gets is Ozzy, Iron Maiden, Slayer. I mean, dude.
Pan-fucking-Tara.
Pantera, Anthrax.
Devil Driver.
Dude, I grew up on all that stuff. I mean, I've been in radio for 13 years, and I grew up around all that stuff. I lived it, I slept it, I ate it, I breathed it, talked to many famous celebrities, and this is my favorite thing to do, is to talk and get to know somebody on a more personal level. So, we know the origin of the band now. So, now, what we need to find out is...
You gotta get back to your topic.
What was
How we met.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so...
Jen, we love you still.
Back to that. Sorry, I saw a fucking squirrel. But anyway, how we met. This dude shows up to my karaoke one night.
Looking like I just got a jail in all orange.
Yeah. Yeah, he was wearing all orange. This dude shows up, he's wearing all orange. He's got an orange t-shirt on and orange shorts, and I don't think his sandals were orange, but...
Nope, I had Chuck Taylors.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Yep. Yeah, it was Chuck Taylors, that's what it was. But this dude comes up and he goes, hey man, I wanna sing Pantera, Cemetery Gates. All right. You know, I'm the type of guy that if you're gonna do a song like that, you better blow me out of the fucking water.
Yeah.
I mean, just fucking bring it. And
I did.
Dude, let me tell you. This dude brought it.
It was so heavy and so intense that across the street from this bar was a Kroger. People inside the Kroger heard me singing, and they came from inside the store because it was almost 100 degrees outside. We had every door open, mm-hmm. and we was blasting full out. It was as heavy as you could get it.
Yep.
And we cleared Kroger out. The employees and customers came over, and that's what started
this
brotherhood.
Exactly. And we did something that's never been done in
a town that's never even... there's never been a metal band in Barbersville, West Virginia. And then me and my guitar player at the time from my former band I was in called Killdell, me and him went in there and we ripped its mouth out. And it went from two people being in the bar to that bar was packed every night we was in there. And it was amazing.
Yeah.
Some of the best times I ever had.
The cool thing I can tell you about that is that we had reached a point to where Jen, the bar owner, normally she would think against that. She would be thinking about the people of the town and how they would feel about a metal band coming in, but...
Yeah, it was a completely country bar.
Yeah, and we had reached a point to where it was just like...
Well, chuck it in the fucking bucket.
Throw caution to the wind and chuck it in the fucking bucket.
We had to stir the coals of that community.
Yeah, and
we lit a fire under their ass.
Oh, dude. Gained some awesome friends.
Some of the best fans ever.
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, to all you from the Pirates Corner, I still love you guys, and I'm still glad we keep in touch.
All I have to say is wrong kid died.
Wrong kid dad. Yep, that's true. Some people laugh, others need an explanation. We'll give you that explanation later.
Yes. Now that we've described that, and I'm not on a fucking squirrel anymore, what got you into music?
Grew up on a tour bus playing bluegrass gospel music, and the excitement and just pure joy that the people got from my family's music, there was nothing like it. And then the first memory of my dad, he was a guitar player for George Jones, and his last show with George Jones was at the Popcorn Festival in Marion, Ohio, and George Jones walked out and gave my mom a dozen roses, and that right there, like, how do you top that? My dad played guitar for George Jones.
Yeah.
And I'm a metal guy.
Yeah.
And all hail the possum.
Yeah.
Because he was, to me, the most soulful singer ever to live. And, like, when we go back to school, you know, they always had, like, show and tell.
Yeah.
People were like, oh, you know, my dad did this. You know, here's what I did. Well, yeah, my dad played for George Jones. Boom. Like, we were the unofficial official rock stars of our school.
Now, I just wonder, was George Jones drunk for that show?
Nope. He was completely, he was actually sober that show. At least I think. Right. I was so stoked that my dad was on stage with George Jones.
Yeah.
George Jones could have been pissing in a bucket and I wouldn't have noticed.
That's fantastic.
George Jones handed my mom a dozen roses.
Like, so your background is bluegrass, gospel, and country.
Yep.
But you sing metal.
Oh. Yep. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
And we're going to play a song from that here in just a little bit, about midway through the interview. Now, when I first met Kildow, he had a song that he had written, and it has nothing to do with the movie whatsoever, but there was a movie called Hot Tub Time Machine, and they went into the hospital room, and they asked him, they said, "What happened to you?" And he said, "I took a shotgun to the dick."
And I took that.
He took that line.
And made a song called Shotgun to the Dick.
Mm-hmm. He took that line and made it a song called Shotgun to the Dick. And we're going to play it here in just a little bit when we get about halfway through this interview here.
And let me give you a story of what this song's about.
Okay.
This song is about you're a loved one. It doesn't matter if it's a sibling, your significant other, a parent, a child. Walks up to you and says, "I have to tell you something, and you're not going to like this." And you think of the worst possible thing you could ever think of that they would absolutely tell you. And then what they tell you hits you so hard and so fast, it's a wound that can't be healed. Just like the chorus of the song you're going to hear, it's boom, shotgun to the dick. There ain't no coming back from this.
Mm. Wow. Man, that's awesome.
And here's the song, Shotgun to the Dick.
Well, okay. We'll be back with another segment and the rest of this interview after Shotgun to the Dick. Here's what it got to make you hurt. You'll have to say what it caused the pain. Some are not away, some are on the gun west. Breaking myself to build your sky. Yeah.
yes, no man, no right, yes, no escaping, new gods to face, you're not new enemy.
Tuning in today. Appreciate you. Now, we're going to continue with the rest of our interview. We're here with frontman for a national touring metal band called
Dead Reckoning. Out of Columbus, Georgia. By the way, guys, fucking love you. You're the best. Thank you. I'll never be able to thank you enough for this.
Oh, man. If it wasn't for fronting a national touring metal band such as Dead Reckoning, what would you be doing?
I'd be a race car driver.
Really?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Even after the shit that happened to the Daytona 500, Brian Newman.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. My dad was a stock car driver, and he gave up his career in racing to be a musician. And I asked him, I said, Dad, I said, did you regret giving up racing to be a musician? He said, absolutely not. And that's all I needed to hear.
Yeah.
I got a chance for an audition for these guys out of nowhere, thanks to a few certain people, Kelly and Crystal. I love you. That's it, man. I went down there for the audition, got the job.
Man, that's fantastic.
But yeah, race car driver, absolutely, 100%.
What inspires you to write?
Life.
Yeah.
Life.
Yeah.
If life wasn't so scary and the truth wasn't so real, fiction would never be what it is now.
Yeah.
Every bit of horror movie, story, anything is based some kind of truth in that.
Yeah.
Whether it be like Leatherface, based off Ed Gein. Mm. And Ed Gein was way scarier than Leatherface.
Yeah.
So life is what I write about. Life is what I love. Life is what I hate at times.
Mm.
But through metal, life is a glorious thing. And life has stories you couldn't make up if you had to.
Yeah. We talked a little bit before the interview. Your music vocals, they're kind of like what Eminem does, that style. It's called a staccato flow. How long have you been doing that?
Before it was cool.
Really?
Yeah.
Before Eminem.
Yeah, actually my grandfather, who's still 92 years old, John Cornette, still travels, still sings. He's the greatest man I've ever known. I used to listen to the way he would write his songs. And fast forward 35 years later, that's Eminem's doing it. All these other people are now doing it. I'm sure other people have done it, but it wasn't as known.
Right.
And yeah, it was a style so true and natural to me. I didn't know it was a thing. I didn't even know there was a terminology for it. I thought it was just good writing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It makes your song really stand out. I mean,
it puts that flow.
It's got that staccato flow.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what it is. And it makes it sound like no other song.
Yeah. And it harmonizes with the music.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
There's nothing worse than lyrics that don't go with the music. Mm-hmm. Like the patterns are so obscure and out there. It's hard to focus on the vocals because the music's so different.
Yeah.
Like if the music's all 1,000 miles an hour, you don't need to go 1,000 miles an hour with the vocals.
Right.
Cut it in half. Like, make it legible. Make it understandable. And all you people out there writing metal songs, make it legible. I want to fucking understand what you're saying.
Oh, man. That's awesome. You've been in other bands. What has been your least and most favorite venue?
My most favorite venue to play is the one that everyone I walked in the door. I don't care if it's at the Pirate's Corner. Was one of my favorite places to play.
Yeah.
The people make it what it is.
Yeah.
And my least favorite venue, I don't have one because I'm there and I'm playing. I don't have a least favorite venue.
Right. Yeah, because you're kind of living your dream while
you're
there. Yeah.
I don't care if I'm playing in a dumpster behind Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
That's his venue that I'm playing in.
I love it, man. That's fantastic. Some people would call that, and this is a word that has disappeared over the years, some people call that passion.
Oh, yeah, dude. You'll find one thing about both careers I ever wanted. Race car drivers and metal musicians. We are the most passionate people you're ever going to meet.
Mm-hmm.
You see us on stage being the most brutal that humanly possible can bring, and then we're at home with our kitties crying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, it's weird.
Yeah, metal's not like that.
Metal's not metal without the passion. Without the passion and the perseverance, you can't prevail.
Yeah.
You can't.
Yeah.
You cannot.
Yeah. One embarrassing band story. Go.
Well, it wasn't embarrassing. It's for me. Well, yeah, it was. The first show I ever did with the former band I was in, we played at the Blue Parrot in Charleston, not far from where I'm at right now. And we stayed at a hotel after the show, and I had what was called, what I like to prefer now is Desilect. And I was tore up. I had food poisoning. I did the show, went back to the hotel, and I took, you ever take a shit that's so bad when you get done, you have sex hair? Yeah. I had that moment. And not only was it that bad, I literally cleared out damn near the first floor of the whole entire hotel. That is no exaggeration. I promise you that is 100% true.
That is hilarious.
The only one that was left in the room when I came out was me.
Now, explain Diesel Eggs. Explain that, whole thing.
This is what happens when you go to a Denny's that is connected to a gas station. When they run out of milk, apparently they mix their eggs with diesel fuel. And my intestines right now are still paying for it. I'm on my way to my audition, and then I get food poisoning from Denny's Diesel Eggs. And I'm telling you, when it comes to a restaurant that is connected to a gas station, don't fucking do it! Do not do it! Do not. You will pay the price. I'm paying for it right now. I made it through my audition, and I got the job with Diesel Eggs.
Hell yeah. That's awesome. Diesel Eggs. That needs to be like a metal song.
It's going to.
Here's a out there kind of question. You have another cigarette, by the way?
No, I don't. Not on
shit, me. Shit.
Well, we're going to pause this for a smoke intervention.
Exactly. We'll be back.
the edge. I'm an endless fight, trying to do more than just survive. Never backing down, fighting for tomorrow. No more taking, no more lies. Can't hold me down in the light. Won't keep me under. Free from these chains of the mind. Rise up from you can shake my head, but you can't shake my mind. When the castle crumbles, the fallen will rise.
Questions for you, Killed Out, and then we'll wrap this up here. The song that you just heard was Rise of the Fallen, and that
title song from the album.
Yes, that is the title
of Dead Reckoning,
the title track of Dead Reckoning, of the album Rise of the Fallen. And I'm Slim. Joining me is John Killed Out. He's the lead singer of Dead Reckoning, the new lead singer of Dead Reckoning.
Yes, the newly signed. You know, it feels good to say that.
Yeah, right. Talk to me about the hiring process, like what you went through to get this job.
Oh, I went through pure hell. I'd been in multiple metal bands and got treated like shit, got fucking railroaded. I was devastated. After my last band split up, I attempted suicide, and a great friend got me hooked up with these guys, and they wanted me to come down and try out. Well, unbelievable things happened that I just don't even want to go into because it's in my past. I don't want to talk about it. I finally made it down there, and I show up at their studio, and is the most well put together studio I've ever been in. The most humble, best, down-to-earth dude you will ever fucking meet in your life. I promise you that. I went for the audition. They asked me what I wanted to do, and I said, I want to do what you guys need me to do to prove that I'm the guy for this job. And so we did Rise of the Fallen, Decimation, Greed, two freestyles, and then we were supposed to do Duality from Slipknot, but we ended up, instead of doing that, we just did Redneck for the fun of it, because at that point, I pretty much, in my head, I thought it was a done deal. I was already in, but in my heart, I was doubting myself. And then they asked me to go outside and smoke a cigarette, and they was going to talk it over. So I went outside, smoked a cigarette, prayed to the man upstairs, cried my eyes out, and went upstairs, and they said, do you have any concerns? I said, the only concern I have is being told no. And then we talked a little bit, and they said, if you want the job, you got it. And then I cried. I think they shed a tear or two, and here I sit, the new front man for Dead Reckoning.
That's awesome, man. That's a killer story. One question I'm going to ask you is, first concert, your favorite concert, and your fantasy concert.
First concert, Pantera, Sepultura, White Zombie in Ohio. I was 13 years old, left with two broken ribs, loved it, would do it again. My favorite concert was any one of the 14 Pantera shows I've seen, and my dream concert is Dead Reckoning, Madison Square Garden. Ooh. And then after that, we're going to Stonehenge. I want to be the first metal band to play Stonehenge.
Wow, that would be killer. What is your hope for the band as far as destination? Like, are you seeking fame and fortune? Or you seek popularity?
We don't care about all that. It's not about all that. We want to be heard.
Yeah.
There's been a void in metal since Pantera's fucking split and Dimebag's fucking and Vinny's passing. Love you guys. Thanks for the inspiration. You guys are my fucking heart and soul. There's just been a void. I mean, there's been bands that's come in, such as Devil Driver, which still has it. Fucking Dez, you're the fucking man. And Lamb of God, Randy, you're the unbelievable. And this new band, Ginger. And those guys, they have that thing that Pantera had.
Yeah.
But there's still a void in metal. And we want to make that void end.
Yeah.
We want to be the band that everybody's like, Dead Reckoning.
Yeah.
And I honestly feel in my soul that this is the band that's going to do it. Because these guys are the most focused, driven, fucking determined bands ever. Like, this band is the most determined band I've ever seen, ever been around. They are the tightest knit, well-reserved, just big ball of fuck yeah you could ever ask for.
Hell yeah. Hell yes. I'm all about that. My last question. If you could say anything to fans of Dead Reckoning, you know, you being the new guy and all,
right?
What would you say to the band Dead Reckoning?
Day of Reckoning is here. We are going to decimate all. The song Rise of the Fallen is a story of my life. They wrote it without even knowing who I am. I fell and I'm risen. I fucking rose from the ashes, and this band is going to fucking do it all. And to all the fans, you guys are the fucking best, and I won't let you down. And when you come to the show, you're going to know why they chose me for this job.
Awesome. Thanks for tuning in. John Kildow, frontman for
Dead Reckoning.
Yeah.
Out of Columbus, Georgia. Find us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, any social media site. Hit us up. Buy our album.
Mm-hmm.
Merch. Buy the fucking merch.
Most deaf.
You could buy the merch for it before you listen to it, and I promise you, you will not regret buying it.
One question I have for you is, if you could collab with anybody, like metal or not, if you could collab with anybody, who would it be? And why?
Tatiana from Ginger, because she is the most amazing female vocalist on the planet. Tatiana has the most brutal scream. Like, her voice, there's not a sex genre for her scream. She sings like an angel, she screams like a demon, and she's probably one of the sexiest women on the planet.
Wow.
So I would love to collaborate with her, to do a duo with her, and then I would love to collaborate with people like Dave Matthews. Truly an inspiration to me. Under the Table and Dreaming, one of my all-time favorite albums ever. Randy Bly, all the guys from Lamb of God, Metallica. That's a dream come true. People say pipe dreams, and I'm telling you, it's not a pipe dream. If you will it, dude, it is no dream. Just
you pursue.
If anybody out there wants to collaborate with me, Leo Morcioli.
You straight called him out.
Yeah, I did. Leo, you are the fucking man, bro. I love your shit. Everything you do is fucking golden. But anybody out there who would like to collaborate with me, I don't care any kind of fucking metal group, any kind of anything. I don't care what it is. If you want to collaborate with me, I would be honored to do it, and let's do it.
Hey, the really cool thing about that interview that I just did with John Kildow, Squirrelheads, is they are actually going to be doing a live stream on May the 16th. That's Saturday. It's going to be super cool. It's all kinds of badassery. So make sure you go enjoy the badassery on the 16th. Just look for Dead Reckoning on YouTube.